So we're holding by Malachim Beis. We're in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The shiur was started as a Schussi Lenishmas Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda. It should also be a Schussi Lenishmas Moshe Ben Daniel and Chaim Elazar Ben Shem Shenarye, as well as a Schuss for Fur Shlema, V'chaim Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chaim Deb Ben Arachel and Chan Alei Abbas Shein Del Rachel. It should also be a Schuss for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw previously that the child that Elisha blessed the woman with dies. The woman lays her on the bed of Elisha and now tells her husband that she wants to travel to Elisha. So Pasuk of Dalid Vatachavish Asoin, she saddled her donkey. Either, says the Rabag, she had a servant do it for her, or says the Rinas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin, that she was so concerned about her son that she ignored her own personal dignity and saddled the donkey herself. But Toimer El Nara, so she says to the attendant that her husband had sent, Nag Valech, lead the way and let's go as quickly as possible. Atatzar li lirkoiv, don't stop me from writing, ki amamarti lach, unless I tell you. What does that mean, don't stop me from riding? So the Radak says either it means that she was riding the animal, and she told the Nar to make sure that the animal went as fast as possible unless she told him otherwise. Or she was too upset to ride, and she told the Nar that she's going to walk, and he should follow. She's not going to get on the donkey unless she gets too tired. They left, they approached the man of God, El Har HaKarmel, in Har HaKarmel, where Elisha was staying. And when Elisha sees from afar that she's approaching, the Yomerel Gechazi Naroi, so he says to his attendant, Gechazi, Hine Ashunamis Allahs, behold, it's the Shunamis woman, she is coming. And Elisha tells him, Pasachavav, Atarutz Nalik Rasa, please run towards her, Ve'emarla, and say to her, Hashalom Lach, is everything okay with you? Hashalom Leishaykh, is everything okay with your husband? Hashalom Layelet, is everything okay with your child? Vatoimer Shalom, she responds to Gechazi, everything is okay. So the Rabak says that when Elisha recognized her, he understood that something was wrong, the same reason that the husband sensed that something was wrong, because it wasn't one of those days when she would have been expected to come and visit. So he sensed that some harm had come to her family. So he sends Gechazi to find out, was it her, was it her husband, her child? So initially she responds that everything is okay, either because she didn't want to give the bad news right away, or that she understood that only Elisha could help, so she told Gechazi everything is fine. In the Sefer Imre Shol, Reb Shol Yedidya Elazar Taub, the second Majitza Rebbe, brings down a story from his father, the first Majitza Rebbe, that a chassid came to visit the Rebbe. When the Rebbe asked him how he's doing, the chassid immediately started pouring out his heart, telling him how bitter his life was, how all of his problems. And the Rebbe told him that we need to learn a lesson from the Isha Shunamis, that when someone asks you how things are, your initial response should be, just like her, Shalom, things are good, Baruch Hashem. And even if inside you're in terrible suffering, you're Meriras Lev, Meriras Nefesh, but nevertheless, the first response should be, Baruch Hashem, Shalom, everything is good. And then afterwards, you can go and cry out your heart and pour out your problems and tell the Rebbe all of your issues, but the initial response should be, Shalom should be one of peace. So we continue, Pasuk of Zayin, Vatava Elisha Elikim Elahar, so she comes to the man of God, she comes to Elisha on the mountain, Vatachazek Beraglava, and she grabs his feet. Vayigash Gechazi Lahadfa, Gechazi approached to push her away, Vayomer Isha Elikim, and Elisha said to Gechazi, Harpela, leave her alone, ki nafsha marala. Her soul is bitter inside, Vashem hela mimeni, lo yigidli, and Hashem has hidden from me and not told me exactly what her issue is. Although Elisha did not know what exactly happened, but he could tell that she was suffering terribly, and so he told Gechazi to leave her alone. The Radak says that although previously HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal what was up, but now, previously Hashem didn't tell me, right now, says the Radak, Hashem reveals to Elisha what happened with the woman's son. So the Malbim explains what's happening. The woman grabs Elisha's feet to show that she's not going to leave Elisha unless he comes with her to revive her son. And the Malbim says Elisha's response to Gechazi is, Vashem hela mimeni v'lo yigidli, that Hashem has hidden it from thee. When Hashem is punishing someone because of a chait, because of something they did wrong, that's not hidden from a Navi. And the Malbim brings a raya from Avram Avinu by Stoim, where Hashem says, Amechasa anime Avram asher ani yoseh, can I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? It's a punishment to Stoim for the Averis. I can't hide it from him, or in this case, I can't hide it from Elisha. However, if It's part of God's plan, master plan. And it's beyond the comprehension of a human being, and it's not a result of a avera. A human being is not being punished, so that type of action can be hidden from a Navi. So Zakt Elisha, she's not being punished here for a chet, because if she was, it wouldn't be hidden from me. From the fact that it's hidden from me shows that it's something happened to her, something tragic, but not as a result of any fault of her own. So the Pasuk tells us that Gehazi goes in to push her away. Why? So the Radak and the Rabak say either it's out of respect for the woman, that she shouldn't lower herself to this point, demean herself to the point where she's begging Elisha, where she's holding on to his feet, kissing his feet. Or alternatively, it was out of respect for Elisha that Gehazi knew Elisha doesn't like to be this close to women, and to have a woman there hanging on to him, clinging to him, would be disrespectful to the Navi. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Amud Beis actually condemns Elisha for the way that he pushed her away. The Gemara says that he pushed her away inappropriately. From the word lahadfa, the Gemara learns out that he pushed her away by hoyd yafya, by her beauty, which either means he pushed her by her forehead or he pushed her by her chest. But certainly, in either case, he touched her inappropriately. It was an indecent, inappropriate way for Gehazi to touch the woman. And the Etz Yosef tells us that he made it look like he was pushing her away, but really the intent in Gehazi's mind was that he wanted to come in contact with her. So he used this as an opportunity to touch the woman. He gave into his taiva. And the Al Sheikh says that Gehazi gave into his Yetzer Hara now, not when he was with Elisha back in her home. Because when Elisha gave the bracha to the Isha Shunamis that she would have a child, she was an older person at that time. And miraculously, her youthful beauty returned, so that now she looked much more attractive than she had previously when they were visiting. So back when we started this story with Elisha and the Isha Shunamis, we saw that the woman recognized Elisha's greatness, and the lesson of the pasuk was that she says to her husband, Ki ish elikim kadosh hu, that he is holy. And we saw that that meant that as opposed to his attendant Gehazi, he's holy, but his attendant is not. Meaning that she already recognized the corruption that was inside of Gehazi. And that corruption comes out now. She recognized his behavior. She recognized what type of person he was. And so therefore, says the Zohar, that's why she knew that when Elisha's going to send Gehazi, Gehazi's behavior made him unworthy of a miracle being performed. So she pleads with Elisha, as we'll see, to go himself and perform the nace himself, because she knew that because of Gehazi's behavior and because of Gehazi's real personality and real temperament, he would be unworthy of performing a nace even on behalf of someone as great as Elisha.